You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Have you ever reinvented yourself after like moving to a new place? So a lot of times it might be college. It's like, you know, you start your new college career and you're like, I'm going to reinvent myself.
I've not done it, but I've seen people do it. And it isn't a bad plan if you are making a big life change anyway.
Yeah, 31% said, no, I haven't done that, but I would consider doing a big, you know, reinvent there.
I don't feel like you go into it thinking about reinventing yourself, but it kind of happens when you get there because you merge into whatever culture is there.
I don't. I reinvented myself.
Well, I think you're right sometimes, Tori, but sometimes people also do consciously do it. I think it's like sometimes people stumble into it, but some people plan it.
Well, a lot of times after breakups, you know, you try to reinvent yourself.
Now, is that where you move to a different state or country, change your name, hair color, and identification?
That's the extreme version.
Because I'm ready to do that.
Wow.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So a lot of people said, moving was the perfect chance to give myself a makeover. So they'll go ahead and reinvent themselves like with their looks. And that's what happened to me. First time, I moved down to Tampa, and we were working at a radio station down there.
How long is this going to take? Is this your life story?
No, it ain't. You know. It's very interesting, though. And we were playing football one day. And so I got down there, and we started playing shirts and skins. I took off my shirt, and we played football for a little bit. And this lady that worked with us, she came up to me and goes, you know, I was very disappointed in what your body looked like when you took off your shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I wasn't working out at that point.
So? That's rude. Yeah. I would have said, I'm disappointed in your face.
She was right, though.
Yeah, she was. I was flabby. And
that's
so
mean.
At that point, I was serious. And you can ask Tom about working out. And I would work out and I kind of reshaped my body after that.
He did. I mean, it's gone back downhill now, but he for a while was in pretty good shape.
Oh, come on. You can't knock me.
I can. Just because I'm not in shape doesn't mean I can't observe someone else.
I'm not in that bad a shape.
I notice he's not playing shirts and skins anymore.
Nope.
Well, he is. It's just shirts now.
Yeah, but I reinvented myself. I said, okay, I'm going to work out, and I'm going to get into shape, lose some pounds.
Well, I reinvented myself, too. I used to be a lot fatter, and I'm not now. Well, and all it took was diabetes.
You just call it the diabetes.
That's not the best way to reinvent yourself. We had a friend also who was in the hospital for pneumonia. That's a good way to go on a crash weight loss.
Wow.
Don't reinvent yourself with sickness.
Well, I mean, don't have a choice.
All she was saying is my belly was wiggling while I was out playing football. So I decided to do something about that and reinvent myself.
See, and that's good that you took that and changed it around. I would have just started eating more. I'd have cussed her out and not have had anything to do with her again.
You know what, though?
Is that Roxanne?
But no.
What? No.
Yeah. He was talking about the receptionist.
Dawn.
No, it wasn't her.
Dawn was the receptionist.
I can't even actually remember that lady's name.
Oh, it was someone you knew.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just some random lady who was like, excuse me, pause the game. You, sir, work on that.
Time out.
She said my face didn't match my body and my belly wiggled.
That is so rude.
I didn't take it that way. It actually was a good thing. I took that comment, that negative comment, and it changed my life. I got into shape. I was healthier.
No,
and,
I would have pulled a Kato. I would have just dove into a box of Krispy Kreme and been like, I give up.
I'd have tackled her.
Okay. She wasn't playing with us.
I know. Yeah.
On the sideline, yeah. Just go for it. Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am. But they say like a new college or if you go off to college, you'll reinvent yourself. New school, a lot of times. If you're switching, you know, your parents move, you reinvent yourself at a new school.
I never got to be the new girl.
25% of people said they have never thought about reinventing themselves.
I've thought about it, but I don't want to move. I don't want to pack. I don't want to go through the process of reinventing myself. I don't even know who I am right now.
I don't need to reinvent myself. I like myself just fine. Now, other people might want me to.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
What is the scariest natural disaster out there? We see a lot with hurricanes lately.
Yeah.
And those are definitely very scary. What happened with Helene was absolutely unprecedented and terrifying and terrible.
When you see your trampoline, like, start to float and go into the neighbor's yard, you're
well,
like,
when you watch someone's house roll by you like they did in North Carolina, too.
Right, I mean, but I'm just saying how it affected me. I was like, that was crazy.
Well, you don't get to talk about that compared to what those people dealt with.
All right. I wasn't comparing.
We're
I'm
doing
just
the scariest natural disasters, man.
Well,
scary.
I'm saying hurricane that's scariest for me because volcanoes don't scare me that much.
Really? They should.
Do tsunamis.
Tsunamis on the list. So
yeah, that would be scary.
Number one was a tornado.
Well, yeah.
Tornadoes are terrifying because unlike the hurricane, you don't have much warning. I mean, true. Those things just show up and lift houses and throw them away. And cars and cows and people.
You ever been through one?
No, thank God. Well, no, I have been through one in Florida once, but it was nothing like what you see in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. I was coming back from the beach, and I got to where you couldn't see anything on the road, and people were getting under the
overpasses.
Yeah. And so me and a friend, we stopped and got up under with them, and the wind was blowing so hard. Apparently a tornado was in the area, but we never saw it.
And it's crazy video. You see the storm chasers out there. We're like,
crazy people.
Like, what are you doing? I saw the Wizard of Oz. And
that was not a storm chaser video.
No, honestly, the storm chasers are right there just chasing the tornado. What are you doing?
So next was a tsunami. Tsunamis, honestly, I think are worse than tornadoes if you're in one. That's because, right. I mean, it just washes cars, trucks, and you get squished in between them or trees, and it's horrifying.
I've seen the movie on Netflix. It's based on the true story of the family in the Philippines or somewhere.
Yeah, one of those.
That got caught in the tsunami. They were in the pool, and they had no clue
that it was coming.
That it was coming.
So did they live?
I think they all did.
Wow.
But not everybody did. Just what they went through trying to survive.
Horrifying.
And then after the aftermath, you know.
So next up is earthquake. And, you know, the small ones are no big deal, but a real big earthquake would be horrifying.
Don't we live on a fault line here?
We do.
You know how many earthquakes we just recently had over the last week?
No, do we have
a bunch?
Oh, I thought I felt some.
Yeah, like around, I think, Abbeville area.
Like your bed just wiggles a little bit and stuff makes a little noise.
Wiggle it.
Imagine if your house just starts rocking back and forth and stuff's falling off shelves and stuff. Or, of course, even worse, you get into some of those California ones where buildings are falling down or international ones.
I can't remember ever feeling one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I felt one. There was one not long ago that was pretty big, and I was like, holy crap. And it was the one in North Carolina or Tennessee one. It was up in that neck of the woods. A hurricane was number four. A wildfire, also very scary. We've seen those. The California wildfires were absolutely insane.
Devastating.
People sitting there just all of a sudden, they're surrounded by fire because the wind changed or something.
You know what's interesting? I didn't realize if you have a pool, it's fair game for first responders to use that water to put fires out.
As well as should be.
Oh, yeah. I just didn't know that. So watching the videos of this huge net falling into someone's pool, it was crazy. Yeah.
Let me just go back. In the last 7 days, 14 earthquakes have struck west of Colombia. Wow. And they say a big one could be on the way.
Oh, great. I need to make sure I got earthquake insurance.
That's crazy.
All right. Flash flood was next. And we saw those with the hurricane in Helene. Those, you know, I saw videos of people who lived near the river, but they were way up high off that river. And it came up anyway.
Yeah. That's still affecting everybody on 40 when you go back to like Tennessee that way.
Or I mean, Lake Lure.
Yeah, Lake Lure. Chimney Rock's gone, man.
Now, sad. I'm surprised at this one, a heat wave or a drought. That one's bad, but there's stuff underneath it that surprised me I thought wasn't above it.
Didn't we just go through that?
I know, right?
A few weeks ago.
Then a blizzard was next. I think a blizzard is more dangerous than a heat wave. And then a mudslide.
Yeah.
Mudslides are horrible. We don't deal with them much here. They do happen in California sometimes, in South America. But those, I mean, they're devastating. They kill people. They bury people in mud. They take houses out. It's bad. And they didn't have number 10, but they said volcano is likely to be that one. Or asteroid impact, which I would think should be number one, because if that happens, I think every human's dying at some point.
Yeah, but how many times they say, oh, it's going to be close, it's going to be close to Earth, and it's all a lie.
Have you ever noticed
that
those meteors always land in a crater? How do they do that?
Oh, my gosh, it's like they GPS there or something. What's wrong with them?
I feel dumber now. But I don't know if there's anything worse or not, you know? I mean, to me, those were pretty much the worst things I could imagine.
There's not anything else to choose from, really.
Oh, I'm sure.
As far as a natural disaster.
Your alarm clock when you have to go to work.
Okay.
Men's restroom here at work sometimes.
Yeah.
The ladies, too. Don't be judging us, Tori.
Oh, it's brutal.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's time for a crank call. I tell you what, if Hostess Ding Dongs are your favorite snack, you need to check your pantry or wherever you keep your Ding Dongs, because select packages of Hostess Ding Dongs are being recalled.
Mm.
Now, you know, I'd be failing in my daily mission to be silly if I didn't say a moldy Ding Dong sounds like an embarrassing medical problem.
Oh, my word.
But Thelma Hollister, she ate some of these Hostess Ding Dongs. She's not feeling too good this morning.
I guess not.
We thought we would call and see if she could get some help this morning with our crank call. I don't feel good.
You have reached Consumer Affairs Department. If you're calling in regards to the recent recall of some of our Hostess products, we would like to share some information with you. Thank you again.
Consumer Affairs, this is Michael.
Hello, Vanya. How are you?
Good, and you?
This is Thelma Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R.
And how are you today, Thelma?
I'm not feeling very well, though.
Oh, no?
I am calling because I read that they are recalling these Hostess Snacks cakes.
Yes, ma'am. Not all of those.
I was having a birthday party for one of my grandchildren, and I bought these snack cakes and had them yesterday, and I'm not feeling very well.
If you're not feeling well, you may want to check with your physician.
Well, they said there was mold in these things.
Yes, ma'am.
Do they send those men in those funny-looking suits? I remember one time they had a problem with...
Oh, no, ma'am. No. This is nothing like that.
And they sent men in funny uniforms.
No, ma'am. This is nothing like that.
So you won't have to send them over to my house?
Do you have one of the wrappers that you can look at the expiration date for me?
I probably do, somewhere around here. You'll have to forgive me. I am 83 years old.
And I just need to know if the expiration date has a code 57.
Yes, okay.
Because if it doesn't have that code, then you have nothing to worry about.
Oh, I'm feeling sick now. Oh.
Ma'am?
Yes, yes.
I understand what you're saying, but I have a lot of calls, and I got to help as many as I can.
I'm trying to hurry. Don't rush me. I'm an elderly woman. Hold on. Here's a... I've got... What's this? Is one of those Hostess Ding Dongs. Where will the date be?
It's on the back of the wrapper.
Okay, all right. I'm looking right now. This says 52.
Well, then those are not the ones we're recalling. 52. You may just have the flu bug.
I need to check the other ones because I have some more here.
Well, they would if you bought them all in the same package in the same box. They're all from the same shipment.
Oh, Oh, this only says 52.2. I don't think I'm sick. The feeling's gone away.
A lot of people read things and they think that they got it.
You know what? I might be a hypochondriac.
I don't know anything about that, ma'am.
That's when you think that something's wrong with you.
Yeah, I know what it is, but yeah. I don't know
Sir,
I'm not going to say you're a hypochondriac, but we're glad that you're a customer of ours.
That's a big relief. You've been a great help. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I can hear you there. I know you're there. I hear you.
I'm here, but you're going to need to hang up first, okay?
Bye-bye, Daniel.
Bye-bye. Just hang up the phone so I can take another call.
All right, let's do it on three together. How's that?
Okay.
All right. One.
Uh-huh.
Two.
Uh-huh.
Three.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You still thank you? Bye-bye, Daniel.
Bye-bye.
I'm feeling better.
Oh, good.
That's Cranko.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right, teenagers, we're going to talk about you right now, so listen up. All teenagers have secrets they share with one parent and not the other.
That's probably true.
They share more with moms than dads for the most part. Yeah.
I think you're right, sadly enough.
And the moms keep it from the dads.
Well, they said that. Should the parent tell the other parent if the teenagers shared something with them, a secret?
Our kids pretty much know that we're going to share stuff with each other. Yeah. Now, if they were to really say, "This, don't tell dad this," and if it was something that the mom didn't think I needed to know, if my wife didn't think I had to know it, she might keep the secret. But she's probably going to tell the kid, "Hey, I'm just going to tell your dad about this because we share everything."
Well, and I think that if you've listened to the Hawk and Tom show, you know Tom is going to tell his wife anything too. I've learned that, but he was upfront about it. He's like, "Hey, I just want to tell you something. If you tell me a secret, I won't tell Jamie."
Like, okay. I don't keep anything from her. The only way I might not tell her is if I just forget.
I kind of feel like secrets don't really count between spouses.
Exactly.
Like, you should know that they're going to know.
Thank you very much.
Okay, but if the teenager's like, "Hey, please don't tell dad."
Yeah. It depends on what it is. I agree with Tom. If it's something health-related, safety-related that he needs to know, then, yeah, I'm going to tell him. But if it's something like...
Who broke the vase?
Yeah, well, that was probably me, so I ain't saying a word.
But it's like, that's the kind of stuff that doesn't matter that much.
Well, here are the things that they are sharing with one parent and not the other. Top answer, you know what that is, don't you?
Boyfriend or girlfriend. Yeah.
Boyfriend and girlfriend information. They're going to go to mom, tell her all about it. Maybe dad, you know.
Not likely.
I think dad, though, can help you out. I think dad gives you, especially if it's a daughter, go to your dad, because he knows what boys are thinking.
Yeah, that's true, but good luck convincing them to do it.
All right, disappointing grades, or if they got in trouble at school for some reason, maybe talking in class or whatever.
I'm not telling either parent.
Right, that's what we did.
And if I have to have a signed note, I knew how to sign my parents' name.
You can't do it anymore. It's all on computer.
Yep,
all the grades
sorry.
Come at the parents, and the parents are the ones that see everything first now when it comes to school stuff.
And my parents wouldn't know how to open the computer up to look at the grades. I have to do that for them.
It's like, "Hey, can you, the little Johnny, open my this is so I can see your grades."
Kato's like opening up some word processing document. Kato, straight A's.
It's just a letter with my name and my grades.
All right. What are the teenagers' secrets they're keeping from one parent? They say late or, a missed curfew. If they came in late, they missed,
See, we had a small house.
Yeah.
So you couldn't really climb in the windows at my house growing up. So they heard you come in
too.
At night.
The first step of the stairs always squeaked.
Yep.
Even if you tried to avoid it, it would somehow still squeak. So they always knew.
Or if it didn't squeak, because I do this even now. It's like I'm sneaking out of the room with the kids or something that, I'm just going to check in them on if they're sleeping. And then your, foot pops real loud or something. Have you had that happen?
Yes, it just happened to John. He put Michael down and he was like, whew, and he goes to stand up and his knee goes, pa-yow!
No, what is that all about?
Oh, wow.
All right, and then speeding tickets is something the teenagers are keeping from their parents.
Well, that's going to get there when it shows up on insurance.
Again, one thing I refused to tell both my parents when I got my first speeding ticket, because I was informed if I got a speeding ticket, they were taking my car that I was paying for.
Yeah.
And so I got a speeding ticket at the beach. And when I got back, I had to get a money order to send in because I wasn't going to court. My parents walk into the grocery store while I'm getting the money order. And they walk past going, what are you doing here? And here I am with the money order in my hand. So I had to tell them what it was for.
Can you direct me to the frozen food
section? They did laugh about it.
Well, and Tom's right. Like, you might as well tell everybody that one because the insurance.
Yeah.
But you know what? I didn't because that was like at least a couple months before I got the punishment by not telling them. Because they didn't find out about it on the insurance. It took like 2 or 3 months before they actually noticed.
Your dad's looking at the bill. He's like, why does our insurance go up?
Oh, yeah. That happened.
Tom's like, I gotta leave.
What did mama run into?
They were even more angry because they had to call and ask questions and find out instead of knowing from me.
I feel so bad, teenagers. I'm sorry I called you out this morning.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Do you ever find out something about other people and it makes you think that maybe humanity is not that far above the animals after all?
Yeah, Tori just said something to make me think that.
Okay, well, I don't want to talk about that. That's too gross.
Yes.
Y'all started it.
But I do want to talk about a new trend called naughty stepping.
What?
It has to do with people taking off their shoes and socks in a place that's just absolutely disgusting.
Oh.
It's in public.
Saw it at church this past week.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. That's probably inappropriate.
Yeah, brand new carpet.
But that is not near as bad as what's going on. They're taking off their shoes and or socks in theaters.
Oh.
Now, there are so many angles to this. First of all, it's gross for the people around you, especially if you're putting your feet up on the seat back or even on the armrest in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But also, God, people, have you not seen the floors there?
I mean, you just got to leave your socks there because they'll be stuck.
I mean, every day, thousands of people come in and spill soda and popcorn butter and chocolate on those floors. And even though they clean them, there's no way they're spotless.
Imagine you feel a tap on your shoulder. And you turn around and it's someone's toes and they're like, excuse me, can you put your phone away? It's very distracting.
Well, same goes for a plane.
Yeah.
People will take their shoes and socks off and then put their feet up between the seats in front of them.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Yes.
All of it.
And that is another thing they mentioned was airplanes.
Yeah.
I think they may have mentioned church as well.
Yeah.
Pray for them.
Well, classrooms, schoolrooms.
Yeah. There was one time a guy, he had, I guess he had sandals on or something because it was his feet, his bare feet. I don't know if he had socks off or not.
He must have because he had bare feet.
Well, I know, but he had the bars. They
like
had the
grizzly
bars.
Bear or brown bear?
Bare feet.
Polar because they never get any sunlight.
They did have a lot of hair on him, but he was curling his toes up around the bar that's on the back of the seat like a chimpanzee holding on to it.
That makes me think of another one would be a public bus.
Oh.
Or one of those great, tour buses type things.
Uh-huh.
So they asked people if it's unacceptable to take your shoes off in the theater. 64% said yes.
Mm-hmm.
That disturbs me. That means a lot of people said, oh, it's okay.
Well, maybe they're thinking of like the Peace Center Theater, which is a lot nicer.
No. I guess, but that's still not nice. 12% weren't sure.
Oh, I got you.
24% said, yeah, that's fine. Just go ahead and take your shoes off at the theater.
And could you imagine if you're at one of those fancy theaters and you got you all dressed up with your tie and suit watching some kind of Broadway play and you got your shoes off.
At the ballet.
Yeah. Here's another thing. That wasn't the most unacceptable behavior at the movies. Video chatting was the worst, which if you are doing a FaceTime or video chat in a movie theater, you've got serious socialization issues.
I almost have issues if you're looking at your phone in the bright light.
Yeah,
you need to turn it down at least.
But a lot of people don't care. It's like sometimes they get bored with a movie and they're with, you know, a whole family. It could be a family watching a kid movie and there's the dad sitting there, you know, just scrolling through.
But unplug. Be with your family for a little bit. That's insane to me.
Well, they're watching the movie. You can't talk to them.
It reminds me of the movie Scary Movie where she's in the theater just talking on her phone. Yes, girl. Yes, girl. People end up stabbing her.
Yeah. Well, good. That's what they should have done. Mm-hmm. I'm joking, of course. But they say that most people say a level of civility and decorum is required. It's uncivilized behavior and super unpleasant to observe.
But a lot of people like just to take their shoes. I like my shoes on until I go to bed. But a lot of people, they like to like move their feet or their toes around and stretch their feet and stuff. And they do it in these weird places. For example, maybe a restaurant. Like, have you ever seen anybody at a restaurant?
Oh, my God, no.
Like, think about that, though. You know somebody's in that little booth. No one can see them, and they've taken their shoes off because it's hurting their feet, and they're sitting there curling their toes up in the carpet.
I'm going to start taking pictures of people's feet and upload them and make money off of it, because if you're putting it out there, I'm going to make a dime off of it.
Okay.
Well, think of the girls on the dance floors in the clubs.
That's true.
Yeah. Those floors are nasty, too.
And they said the office is another place you should not take your shoes off.
I used to clip my toenails here.
Oh, my. I wouldn't have told anyone that.
Well, I would see them. They would be right up here on the control center board, and I'm like, "What? Whose toenail is that?"
I always thought they were someone's fingernails.
I haven't done it since we got carpet in the studio because it's so noticeable. Our white floor we had, you wouldn't even notice.
Well, I'm glad to know that.
Until they turned yellow.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know that the Guinness World Record's celebrating its 70th anniversary.
Wow.
70 years of crazy things we've been doing to get recognized.
That's like a record or something.
Guinness World Records, it's proof that humans will pretty much compete for any reason, like the tallest mohawk, the longest fingernails, the loudest burp.
You know, that's something I was reading the other day about how humans have these certain things that humanity has as a trait.
Yeah.
And competition. We will make anything a competition.
Right, yeah.
But the Guinness, they come up with these, they're dumb. I mean.
But it's okay.
The longest
I've got them right here.
Blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy took on the East Coast.
I saw that one.
How about the radio DJ who was in the bathroom and heard his song run out and ended?
I've done that.
And I've got the most times, I think, here at work. You're in the bathroom like, that song's running out.
Oh, no.
Okay, so some of the weirdest Guinness World Records out there, like, and some of these sound like a Torture Tuesday. Most balloons popped with a mouth.
Huh.
Yeah.
How many was it?
40 balloons in 30 seconds.
Ouch.
Later, it popped 64 in 1 minute.
I got to go with Kato. That's stupid.
But it would be a funny Torture Tuesday.
I don't want to pop a balloon with my mouth. What do you?
Well, that's the idea of Torture Tuesday.
All right. Most wooden toilet seats broken by a head in 1 minute. I'm not going to say the person's name, but that was in Germany. Broke 46 toilet seats with his head.
He's not going to say it because he can't.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. So that one to me seems even dangerous.
Yeah, that guy can't pronounce his name either anymore.
Not anymore.
All right, longest distance pulled by a horse while on fire.
So the horse was on fire?
No, the stuntman was on fire.
Oh.
Yeah, and so he was dragged like 1,551 feet by his horse while he was on fire.
Again, these seem irresponsible.
They are.
I mean, I thought the Guinness World Book of Records was supposed to be more responsible than that.
Yeah, well, maybe this was actual news story, and because it actually happened for real, they're like, well, hey, that's a record.
Stuntman on fire, I think, may have been on purpose.
They're like, sorry about your skin, but here's this award.
Well, some of the records have been discontinued because of safety reasons. I'll tell you those in just a second.
That one wasn't?
No, uh-uh. Most time spent hiccuping. It was 68 years.
Oh, my goodness.
From 1922 to 1990, a guy named Charles Osborne. I can mention his name.
From when?
1922 to 1990. 68 years he hiccuped.
Now, did someone representing Guinness
spend their life with him?
Yeah, because don't they have to witness it?
I guess in this case, they just kind of went with the whole doctor thing.
I mean, after about 3 months, you could probably say, okay, you got it.
I love the thought of the Guinness person showing up at the doorstep with their bags, and they're like, I'm moving in.
Yeah. Let's see how long this goes.
Farthest distance to squirt milk from your eye.
Oh,
wait, what?
Squirt milk from your eye. That's not what
that.
I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, it's 9 feet, 2 inches, by the way.
Why do you...
Google it.
What?
You can squirt things with, some people can, through their eye. It's gross.
I don't want that record. I don't want anyone to have that record.
Largest tongue circumference. The guy in Belgium, had 6.69 inches. That's the round part. Like if you stuck your tongue out and they put like a measuring tape around your tongue, that's big.
So that's bigger than Gene Simmons?
Gene Simmons was long. This is going around it.
Oh, yeah, but his looked big around, too.
Well, apparently it is.
All right, longest nose was a guy in Turkey. Nose measured 3.46 inches from the bridge to the tip.
Huh.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kato's showing a video of the squirting milk situation, and it is making me nauseous. That's brutal.
I need some cereal. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You have another Guinness Book World Record. And hey, this is for you girls out there. Longest time balancing on 1 foot in high heels.
I could do that. How long is it?
It is 1 hour, 3 minutes, and 5 seconds.
I can't do that. Never mind.
It's like, my foot's hurting so bad, and so you balance and taking some pressure off.
Well, it's funny because you train all the time because you go up to your husband, you're like, which shoe? And you lift the 1 foot, and you got the other one down. So we're kind of in training for it.
Okay, we have the most, this is interesting, most items identified by a parrot. It was a parrot named Apollo. How many things do you think that a parrot could identify?
Hundreds.
34.
64.
Only 12.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, but it's 12 in 3 minutes. That was why it's the record. I'm
not
sure they can do
more.
Smart
as I thought.
No, right? That was just in 3 minutes, though, Tom.
I would have thought it could have, I thought you could have laid like 50, 60 things out and it would have been like, I don't know, stuffed animal, blah, blah, blah.
Peacock.
Okay, here's a couple of discontinued records. The heaviest pet. The category was discontinued back in the 90s to prevent encouraging animal cruelty by overfeeding your pet. Have you seen on video, like just online, you see some huge cats and dogs out there. They are some chunky monkeys. That didn't sound right.
I've seen a chunky monkey, too.
Longest kiss. That has been discontinued. The record was removed back in 2013 due to dangerous associated with sleep deprivation. Oh. I'm like, come on, how long was that kiss? I mean, you can...
Apparently, you know, more than 14 or 16 hours, probably in this longer than that.
But yeah, you think you can go without sleep for one day.
Well, it's probably like they were getting into the week-long thing.
Here you go, Cato. Longest time spent buried alive. Cato did that for a Torture Tuesday. How long was that?
48 hours.
48 hours.
I couldn't do it for 1 hour now.
I couldn't do it now because I'm getting more claustrophobic.
Me too.
The older I get.
But that was a fun Torture Tuesday.
Because I couldn't sit up or anything. It was like I was laying in a casket.
I can't even do an MRI for 20 minutes. They have to give me drugs.
Yeah, but that record was denied for safety reasons, obviously.
Yeah.
Because of all the health risk when you are being buried alive. And then most beer drunk in an hour.
I think I might have been in this one at one point.
That was discontinued back in the 80s because of all the health issues there.
I'd like to know where they ended it. What was the record when they discontinued they did it? Not, because I think I beat that last weekend.
Yeah, they didn't have that one. You know, I'm trying to think of any records that you could beat right now.
Now, if they discontinue it, but you do just happen to pass the world record, would they be like, well, I mean, we need to acknowledge it?
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm. For lawyers. Once lawyers get involved with it, it's over.
That's no fun.
I know.
Oh,
lawyers,
you know,
are not fun.
I got one I could do, or my grandma could do it. Like, you know, the record of world's longest phone call about absolutely nothing.
Aww. Just talk to her.
I know.
That's pretty mean.
I just listened.
A world record for the meanest
biggest
grandson.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, you've probably given some thought before about what to do with a pet when it passes away, because much like people, you have options. You can have them, you can bury them in your home or your backyard. You can have them cremated as well.
Sure.
But there are other things you can do with your pets.
Don't you tell me you can get them stuffed.
You can taxidermy on your pet.
No.
Now, I had a friend who was golfing. He hit a goose with his golf ball and killed it.
Oh.
And he wanted to have it taxidermied, stuffed, whatever you want to call it, with the golf ball in its mouth.
Oh.
And he found out how much it cost. He changed his mind because it was something in the neighborhood of $1,200.
That's still funny.
Can't you do it yourself?
I don't know how you would do it yourself.
No, I'm kidding.
And honestly, what a story to tell. I'm like, you hit a goose with a golf ball.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That was what he said.
Yeah.
You could have made him into like a little side table, put a little glass piece on his head, and be like, yeah, I killed that with that golf ball right there. You could put your coffee mug on him.
Yeah.
Now, they say that's about the average price of if you were going to have your dog or cat taxidermied, depending on the size, because the bigger ones are going to be more. But they say about $1,200, which is, you know, probably twice what a lot of people pay for their pet.
Right.
But on the other hand, the taxidermist says, keep in mind, this one's going to last forever.
Yeah, but still, that's too creepy. My uncle, he hunts and fish and does all that stuff. And he's got all these, you know, deer heads on the wall, wild boar heads and stuff. And you go into his house and it's just kind of creepy. Not to, I mean, one or two, you know, is nice.
Oh, sure. That's class.
But when you put 15 up, it's getting a little tacky at that point.
And that fish that sings, that's kind of cool.
I disagree. In the right place. In a man cave, they're fine.
Okay. True. Or maybe downstairs in the basement
That's typically a man cave.
I agree.
Well, what do? You, like, once you get a bigger one, you take one off the wall and put the new one on. You're like, sorry, 6 point, you're just not cutting it anymore.
Depends on how much room you got. You go around the corner and start the next round.
But you think about, okay, there's your little dog sitting there in your living room and you don't have any other animals in your, and it's just sitting there and he's a doorstop or something.
Oh.
That just ain't right.
Well, how much does it cost to stuff grandma?
That did not answer that. I don't think it's legal, although that's what I really wanted him to do with me.
I know you've said that.
I think it would be super cool to be just still sitting there in a recliner.
But if you talk to grandma about it, ask her if she wants to keep the wrinkles or get them. You want wrinkle-free grandma?
I'm sure she would like a little facelift. During
why not?
Well, it turns out, unfortunately, mummification is not true taxidermy. So there would be a difference in mummification and taxidermy. Some interesting facts about taxidermy. It actually started, or or took off in England in the early 19th century. That's when people started really getting into it. And they actually used rags and sawdust for the stuffing with the original ones.
Ew.
Yeah, that couldn't have been very sanitary.
And it probably didn't look right after it was done.
A little lumpy.
Yeah.
What did they use now?
I'm sure something that's probably inorganic, something maybe plasticky.
So you don't know?
It's magic.
I don't kid. I'm not an expert. I just got some little fun facts.
They do it like a blow-up doll, like, and then they plug it, and then you got to.
Where do they blow?
And we know where they plug it to.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, you hold his mouth there.
One of the largest creatures that was taxidermied was a rhinoceros that belonged to Louis XIV. And its skin was varnished and stretched over a frame made out of wooden hoops. It was the largest animal to undergo the modern taxidermy process, and it is on display at the Muséum National d'Histoire Naturelle in Paris.
I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of weird. You think about your dog, you know, and just being right there in your house. Now, I will say there's be all kinds of great jokes you could do because, you know, your friends come over, they see your stuffed dog right there on the coffee table and like, play dead, play dead.
I knew you were going to say that.
He don't roll over so good anymore.
You just walk up and knock him over. Good boy.
Yeah.
That would be interesting, though, to have your pet taxidermied in your house.
No.
Yeah, like because then you wouldn't feel quite as sad. You'd look over and fondly remember the times you had together.
I can do that in my head. I don't want to see him looking back at me with his tail up in the air.
So you know? I've got like a pet cemetery at my parents' property.
Which is creepy.
No, it's cool. Like on the side of their house, they've literally, I bet you there are 8 or 9 pets buried there.
How many are you killing?
This is going back over decades. This is theirs and mine and my brother's.
I mean, but imagine the next person buys that house.
I know, right? They got all these gravestones on the side.
That's creepy for them.
And Norbert says he was a good boy. So that's that one. If you remember, he was my first dog. And it was a big deal when he passed. So I got a real gravestone done, Tori, like a granite gravestone.
Not only that, he made a casket for his dog.
That's true. He's buried in a casket.
Drove and waited a couple weeks to drive it to this pet cemetery in Florida. And it was in their car. As he's driving with the kids down there.
Now, how did you preserve the dog to make it down to Florida?
I built the casket myself, and it was sealed very well, silicone sealant in all the gaps. So once it was sealed, I don't know what was happening inside that box, but it was nothing coming out of it.
I mean, it was he was extreme with this. And by the way, that was a beautiful funeral. And the pallbearers, I got to say, it was just amazing.
That was the longest procession, though. It was 95 all the way to Florida.
I know, right?
We had our lights on the whole time. Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, we got to salute the oldest living person right now, 116 years old.
Man.
Ethel Caterham is the world's oldest living person. Now, I saw a picture. She only looks about 98. She don't look like 116.
I think she has a fake ID that says she's 116.
I'm not sure I want to live that long.
And you know what? Listen to this. And I feel the same way. So she has outlived her sister and her daughters.
Aww. Yeah.
She's outlived her daughters, too. All of them. Like, you know, my mom says this, too. She's like, you get my age, and all your friends start dying off.
Yeah.
It makes you think.
Well, yeah.
And she's like, she's the last living person in our family, like, on her side. So, you know, all of her brothers and sisters. And
I just don't think it would be interesting anymore. You've done everything.
For me, this stuff makes me spiral. Like, I love hearing, you know, 116. That's awesome. But then you hear she outlived her kids. She outlived her. I don't want to be the last one left. That's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last man standing.
You know what, though? Her sister.
Okay, the way to handle this subject sensitively. Yeah.
Well, one of her sisters lived to be 104.
Wow,
so
dang.
They got some good genes in that family, y'all.
Well, but then if the daughters didn't make it.
Well, she does have 3 granddaughters and 5 great-grandchildren. So there's still some family there taking care of her.
Well, when you said your mom's the last one in her family, yeah. But there's grandkids, right?
There's grandkids, yeah, stuff like that.
He didn't mean what he said.
Immediate okay. family. When you're the last one in your immediate family, right. You start thinking differently is what she said. Now, Ethel, she survived COVID-19. At the age of 110.
Dang.
Wow.
So, you know, she's indestructible.
Did she lose her sense of taste? Because I know as you get older, your taste buds do change.
Well, she didn't mention that, but she did give us the secret to her long life.
Okay, thank goodness.
Whiskey and cigarettes.
No, her longevity. They say, taking everything in my stride, she said, highs and lows. She also said, saying yes to opportunities. And practicing moderation. Oh. And finally, maintaining a positive attitude.
So basically, she has no idea how she got to be that old.
I thought you would say I'm out after that, Tom.
This makes me think of that video I saw where it was an elderly woman celebrating her birthday. And they're like, you're 100 years old. What did you wish for? And she's like, Jesus to take me. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I tell you what, you get that old, you probably feel that way, though. It's like, I'm just ready to check out. And you know what? That would just come when I'm trying to figure out passwords or getting on the internet.
That's me now trying to figure that out. I'm like, I'm done.
You know, if I'm healthy enough and I'm up taking care of myself, I mean, I'd like to live as long as I possibly could. But I don't want anyone, no matter what age I'm at, to take care of me.
I saw a video, lady coming to pick up an old guy, and she was videoing him coming out of his house. And you would have thought he was 60 years old, but he was like 99. And he was just walking normal, you know. You see some of those. Like,
what you just demonstrated us was not walking normal.
He wasn't creeping along with a walker or a cane or anything.
Right.
He was just walking like a normal person. I mean, it was very interesting. But I think a lot of times, though, you get the world's oldest person. They're making a big deal about them. I think we need to acknowledge the world's second oldest person here this morning.
Well, they get their turn.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, world's second oldest person.
The world's second oldest person.
The media is fawning over the world's oldest living person. But we all know they won't be defending that title for long. So get ready, old-timer, because you're next to carry the geriatric crown.
Let's hope you can hold out that long.
Whatever you do, don't walk toward the light.
Unless it's the light of the news cameras, yeah.
So get those stories ready about Model Ts and polio. And when some whippersnapper reporter asks how you did it, say, quitting smoking at age 97. Because you're the world's second oldest person, a real American hero.
The world's second oldest person.
Hey, world's third oldest person, you're on deck.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.